Danny, I just figured out that if I switch to Metro PCS, I get two Samsung Galaxy phones free.
Cool, Dad.
And I could be a super dad with two free Samsung Galaxy phones and call myself Double Galaxy Man.
Or you could give the second phone to your sidekick.
Yeah, I guess I could do that.
That's right. Two free Samsung Galaxy On 5 smartphones are all yours when you switch to Metro PCS. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Drop that kick for me.
Yeah.
We rock that kind of music.
It's KS, yeah. We kingdom supporters out here. Hey. Lisa, so this one's for you.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm a kingdom supporter. Call me KS. Promoting godly music. That's why the rap. I'm a frontline soldier. I put a word. The Savior's always on my mind. That's why I put him first. There ain't no competition. Cause we all believers. Ain't trying to lift nobody up.
Yeah.
Yes, they call me KS. I just play my part. All up in the ministry, I just support. KS up in my zone. I just stay in my life. All I know is support. I do it for one reason. I do it for my king. I just want the world to know Jesus. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, we all fam. KS up in my zone. I just stay in my life.
Cincinnati, it's Elicio. They call me KS. Kingdom supporters in the building. And I just want to say that I just want to support each and everybody that I can. So if you need any type of support, you can contact me through Facebook. That's Elicio J. Torres. Or you can call me on my cell phone. You can text me at 513-370-4968. I'm looking and I'm willing to connect with each and everybody who ever wants to build God's kingdom. So let's do this. Let's be about our Father's business and let's get these souls saved. KS forever. Let's go.
All right, what's good, everybody? You guys have heard the exclusive, the intro song to the KS Radio Show, which happened to be started in January, and I've come a long way. Let's just say that 2016 has been a great year for me. Of course, it has had its ups and downs like any other year, and I'm just as regular as any other person. But today is Saturday, and this is another epic episode of the KS Radio Show. For everybody that's tuning in, if you're calling in, if you're using your laptop or your tablet, and you're on the blogtalkradio.com website, I do want to say thank you. If you are using the QR scanner for the KS Radio Show to tune in direct right now, I want to say thank you to you all. Shout out to Lisa, Christiana, all of my guests who's tuning in, and all of my friends and family. Just want to say thank you. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to give a little introduction to my guests, and then we're going to get the show started. So be patient, because we got a good episode today. We got a great episode. It's an epic episode. So Father God, first and foremost, we want to say thank you for just bringing us into new life, Father God, because this is a new day which you have made, Father God, that is filled with new mercies and always new grace. Father God, we don't know what you have planned today, Father God, but we pray that your wisdom and your guidance and your love and your unconditional kindness will lead us and guide us into the way and doing the things that you want us to do from here on out, Father God. I want to apologize for anything and everything that we have done that is against your will, knowingly and unknowingly, Father God. Bless our partnerships, our relationships, the businesses and the platforms that you have given us, Father God, and may we just abide in your grace and may your May our mind be the same man in which was in Christ, Father God, and that's to give glory to God and do your will. So I pray right now for all of the ministries and everybody that's listening in right now, Father God, just bless our families and our friends, and may your will be done in our lives as we are led by your spirit, by your voice, and even by your heart, Father God. Just have your way on today in this radio show and going forward with our ministries at the end of the year, Father God, and even into the new year of 2017. So may you be glorified in everything we say, do, and even think, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So without further ado, I got two phenomenal guests, two phenomenal men of valor, men of God, and they go by the name of Thomas Troutman and Mr. Lorenzo, the gospel man himself. So they both are from Ohio. I have not met them face to face, but it's fine because we are connected by the blood of Jesus. And with his spirit, we're all family. So right now, I'm going to get into some new music from my man, my brother, Message Music. He's a great artist, and this song is titled All Night, featuring my slash brother, Mr. Scott Sims. They both are from Cincinnati, so I hope you guys enjoy this track. I played it last week, and I'm going to play it right now. So here is Message Music with All Night, featuring Scott Sims. Well, seems like it's not loaded up yet. So what we're gonna do, we're gonna play Turn It On by Designated Believer featuring Regis, K Drama, and my sister Chrissy Payne.
Designated turn down to the fuse blow. LEDs in my system, call it eye glow. Anointing B, super heavy in this light show. Brighten up these dark cars like a light pole. Oh no, we don't do that dimness. We're mixing with the dark side. I am not a chemist. You tripping if you thinking that I'ma give it to it. My faith is too pure to let a dirty snake pollute it, man. So I keep my anger like my bass low. Humility like my volume, I know both. Gone off that grade school, so I still need more. Stomach filled with mercy pills, my life turned on, yeah. No bottles of that Henny, to fly my pitch. I turn it on to faith, he got what I need. I rely on God and I with this world brain. For that joy and that peace, I'm a freaking thing.
I just needed some juice, was it plucked into the source? My mind was too loose, you can't straddle the bench. You're either on or you're off, you're either strong or you're soft. You're either found or you're lost. God gave my life power, so I turn it on. The old man is dead, I burn it, gone. Now I'm reading the Bible, I'm learning, John. God sent the Son to save us, we can't earn it. And that gives me peace, no wing. I'm going to heaven after I deceive. Many things in this life, what? Can't cause grief, but God gives me confidence the more I believe. That gives me relief. Heaven is eternal and my struggles are brief. Me and Dez on this song, encouraging you to take your faith and turn it on. Let's go.
Turn it on, your hope, turn it on, turn it, turn it.
back and watch me bend fruit like an orchard. My God's the greatest, he orchestrated for me to say this. You can play this and be faithless. Hit me, I know the author. I used to stay in the club, now I'm bathed in his blood, creating a buzz while changing love, and I had to unplug, cause I'm the king's daughter. And I ain't arrived yet, I let him drive, and in his word I do abide, and after the fight I don't survive, I conquer. Hebrews 11, I got a hope that ain't gon' never slip. Yeah. Hebrews 13, pick the fruit that's coming off my lips. Yeah. I'm asked about the promise that I read in Hebrews 6. It's impossible for my God to lie. I'm living for a man who was spit on, beaten, whipped. Died and rose in 3 days so I can be equipped. Yeah. Trials come to test my faith, but I ain't finna trip. I'm walking in the dark rooms, they looking like who flipped the switch.
Turn it on. As believers, we should all turn our faith on and turn our hope on in Christ Jesus, because he is not only the way, but he is the truth and he is the life that God has intended for us to live. So I'm going to get into my two guests right now. This artist is from Ohio, out of the Springfield area. He goes by the name Gospel Man. But if you have looked at the flyer, then you know that his name is Lorenzo Anderson. So without any further ado, I'm going to introduce and get him on the line. Then we're going to introduce Mr. Troutman, and we're going to have a great episode. So let's see if Mr. Lorenzo, Mr. Gospelman, is on the line. He texted me and told me he was. So say what's up, bro. You there?
What up?
Can you hear
what's
me?
What's going on, King?
Yeah, man, I hear you.
Man. Representing the kingdom once 100%, man. Get my prayer. Everybody got to get their praise up, man. You know the word say, praises go up, blessings come down. Because again, happens to praises of his people, man. Hallelujah. Amen. From dope boy to church boy.
Hey, that's what's up. That's what's up. You send me your mixtape, and I am beyond excited, beyond delighted to have some of your tracks on the KS radio show today.
Praise God, praise God.
So I don't know if you've been introduced, if you've come across Mr. Thomas Troutman, but I'm going to introduce him. He is I believe he's a dance instructor or a coordinator out in Dayton, and he does a lot of events. He has one coming up in January that he's going to tell us more about. So Mr. Thomas Troutman, if you're there, bro, say what's up to the people.
I am here, man. Good morning, good afternoon. I'm excited to be here, bro.
Amen. Now you hit me up later on because Lorenzo, Mr. Gospelman, was my first guest, and he was like, oh, okay, well, how about the 17th or the 10th? And I was like, okay, because I've done episodes with two guests before, so it's nothing to me. It's actually a thing of honor, and I'm glad that both of you guys are able to be here today.
Absolutely. Praise God. I appreciate you for having us on.
Amen.
It's no mistake. God knows what he's doing. So,
definitely.
It's going to be crazy.
Amen. Now, Gospelman, can you give us a two-minute testimony of how you became a Christian artist and how God saved you?
Man, from dope boy to church boy, man, I was in them streets, man, heavy, man, and man, I had this one girl that I would always bump into, man, when I was out there in the streets. And every time we got together, man, we was off the chain, right? So this next time in 2007, man, I ran into her and the spirit didn't recognize her. This was before I even gave my life to Christ. I didn't recognize her. She kept saying who she was, and I kept saying, nah, that's not you, that's not you. Because she went to this one-year program up in Cincinnati in Monroe. And when she came back, it was a faith-based rehab. When she came back, man, she was a totally different person. When she came back, she had the spirit of the Lord upon her, man. So me and my girl, we was like, oh, man, she can come stay with us. We're going to have an in-house babysitter and whatnot, man. So we didn't know we was getting hijacked, man. We got straight hijacked because she came and lived with us, man, and everything that had speakers. She had either a sermon coming out of it or church music playing in it. So we didn't even feel comfortable coming in our own house. So then I start feeling conviction because You know what I'm saying? That music and the sermons and the stuff that he was talking about started convicting me about the way I was living. I was addicted to cocaine. I was selling crack. I was selling cocaine. I was selling pills. I was selling heroin. I was pimping. I had 2-3 houses that I was running girls out of, running crack out of, everything, you name it. Just going straight plum nuts, man. And then she put our daughter at the church she was going to. She kept asking us to come to church. And we like, nah, church will burn down if we come in there. Church will fall down, blah, blah. You know all the excuses people got when they ain't living right. So then she put our daughter in a Christmas play. And she was like, she invited us again, like you're going to miss your daughter might be an actress or something, and you're going to miss her for her debut acting gig. The daughter was like 2 months old, right? So she put her in the play, man, and we end up going. And the love that these people showed, the love that these people showed when we walked up in there was unbelievable, man. You know what I mean? We went up in there high and whatnot. I had drugs in my pocket and everything, and just felt totally out of place. But feeling that love, like did something to me. So, man, I started going around as I was go back into that life, man. It was just didn't feel right. I kept like, man, this don't feel right. So I would just be at one of my spots or something, man. And I start looking around at all the people, and I would get to asking them, like, how many of y'all would be here if I wasn't supplying this, if I wasn't supplying that, if I wasn't this person? None of them would answer. So I would just be like, I tell everybody, get out, and I go home. Like, man, I'm going home, man. Then one night, the thing that really did it, though, was I was sitting up getting high, and I felt my heart beating out, felt like it was going to jump out of my chest. And I was like, whoa, man, felt like I was about to spontaneously combust. I start feeling so hot, and I just feel the heat rising up off my body. I laid in the bed next to my girl, man, and it was like 3-4 feet in between us, and the heat off my body woke her up. And she was like, dang, maybe you was hot. And I was like, I know, man, but all I wanted to do was snort more cocaine. So I said a prayer that night. I said, Lord, if this is who I'm supposed to be, this next line of coke will kill me. And not only did I snort one more line of coke, I snorted two. And as I went to settle in after I said that prayer, I went to settle in, let the cocaine run down the back of my neck. The dang on, I was watching BET Uncut videos. And at a certain time of night, it turned into a sermon. And the guy was on TV talking about salvation. And I was like, whoa, man, but I was stuck on the couch. I couldn't change the channel. He's talking about salvation, man. And he's just like, in my head, in my mind, reality, I don't know which one it was, but this cat came out the TV and he got in my face sitting on the couch. And he said, are you ready for change? Are you ready for salvation? And he went back in the TV, and I instantly sat up and started looking around, man, like, wow, what just happened, though? So after that, conviction set in me so, so deep and heavy, man. But I still I had a case pending. I had a warrant for possession. I know I had a warrant for aggravated trafficking. So I ended up getting locked up right before – 2009, the night of New Year's Eve going into 2009, and when I was locked up, that's when the transformation happened. I just was getting confirmation after confirmation from the Lord that he was walking with me, leading me and guiding me. I got sentenced to 7 years in 2009, and I ended up doing 2.5 of it. Yeah, so God was telling me, like, you know what I'm saying? He was telling me every step of the way what to do to make it so I didn't have to do that 7 years. But the whole time, everything that he told me, he was telling me, tell everybody, tell everybody. People was looking at me like I was crazy when I was telling them, I ain't doing 7 years, man. I ain't doing 7 years. God done told me. And a lot of them people, I got to go back to the county jail, and I ran back in contact with them people that I told I wasn't doing 7 years, man. I was like, wow. They didn't know what to say. They just, they got, they got to experience the power of God, man. So now I'm a youth pastor at my church. I've been ordained twice, one ordainment out of Cincinnati and one ordainment in Springfield. I'm a youth pastor. I deal with ages 12 to 18. I've been at my job for 4 years. It's just so much that I'm doing now. I've been in and out of lockup since I was 15, man. I've been out of prison for 5 years. And there's so much that I'm doing now that people said I would never amount to nothing. A lot of people say I'll always be a dope boy to them, man. I still got people saying that. People still looking, thinking I'm going to fail. But it's all because of Christ, man. I couldn't do nothing without Christ, man. And that's what it's hard to get people to understand that, man. And if I step away from Christ, I'm going back to the streets. That's how thin line it is. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
For real, man. So everybody I come in contact with. Yeah. Everybody I come in contact with, man, I got to talk about Christ, man. It makes a 5 minute grocery store trip take 20 minutes, but everybody we come in contact with, man, they might need to hear about Jesus. Everybody needs to hear about Jesus. Some people need it more than others. You know what I'm saying? And if we don't witness to that person, we might have messed up their chance of getting into heaven, because we were so busy trying to get up out the store, and that person was crying out for help, and we just said hi to him and kept on moving.
Mm. Wow. My God. Man, that Rizzo, man, that's an amazing story, bro. That's the testimony that needs to be heard.
Praise God.
So, Mr. Thomas Trautman, what's your testimony? How did you come to Christ?
Oh, man. I'm trying to process that testimony, man. I don't know if I want to come behind that. It's so powerful.
Man, all our testimonies is powerful, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. We all had to walk a different test and a different, so that there's so many people out there, like somebody you can talk to and they'll listen to you about Christ, they won't listen to me. You know what I'm saying? Because we ain't got
and
that, because we ain't got to,
truth,
yeah, because we ain't got that connection. So it's like my mind was to save, to help mentor and disciple people that's been through what I've been through. And that's the same thing with yours, is to help mentor. And yeah, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Everybody goes through things. I don't care how much level of success you have, what type of lifestyle you've been living, but God equips us all. God equips us all to be able to minister to the people that's been through whatever it is we done been through. Somebody out there needs to hear what you done been through as a successful man of God.
Amen. Well, I appreciate that, man. You know, my story, I actually grew up in church. I went to Omega Baptist Church growing up. And so I spent, I've been in church. I've been around, you know, Christians and God my whole life. And so, you know, I came up with, I was kind of born into a relationship with God, because that's all I knew was church. We went to church on Sundays and went to Bible study. You know, I was very active in the youth ministry, you know, growing up. But my testimony actually starts when I was 7 years old. So, you know, of course, my family, they have been in the music industry since before I was born. And, you know, my uncle, Roger Trautman, was, you know, a great gifted talent. And growing up, you know, before he passed, man, you know, I spent a lot of time with my uncle and, you know, with my father. And, you know, he passed away in 99, April 25th of 1999. And, you know, that changed my whole life, because that was, you know, that was the person I looked up to. I'm like, man, I want to be just like this man when I grow up. And, you know, he was teaching me things. He started teaching me to play guitar, and, you know, I would just watch him in the studio and watch him interact with people. And his love was so genuine to everyone that he came into contact with. And so, you know, my family experienced tragedy when, you know, my uncles were, you know, my uncle Roger and my uncle Larry passed away. It's a murder-suicide situation. And, you know, it was shocking. And so I started dealing with depression at 7 years old, man. And the misconception is that, you know, kids don't know what depression or anxiety or fear, you know, kids don't know anything. But, you know, at that age, I knew what happened to my uncle. I knew what was happening within me. And I knew that I didn't feel the same after he passed away. And so, you know, a couple years later, I was around 8 or 9 years old, I started dealing with sexual abuse from people in my family. You know, so I was, you know, I was sexually abused, physically, mentally abused. You know, I had to deal with beatings from people in my family. And then elementary school came around second grade, I started dealing with bullying. Like people they would talk about me all the time. You know, I was the centerpiece of everybody's joke. And, you know, that broke me down. And so I dealt with it. I kept that stuff in me. You know, I still smiled. I still tried to pretend that everything was okay. And, you know, it's a conversation that me and my mother have all the time, you know, when I talk about my testimony. And she told me, you know, that she knew that I was going through these things. And she would always hint at me, you know, sharing, or she would ask questions to try to get the truth out of me on what was going on. But, you know, I dealt with that depression. I dealt with doubt. I dealt with fear. And so this happened to me all through high school, you know, middle school, elementary, middle school, and through my freshman year in high school. So I remember it was September. My freshman year in high school, I was in a classroom, a Spanish class. And, you know, that was my least favorite class. People would talk about me, or, you know, I had a couple guys who would pick physical fights with me. And so, you know, I had to go and fight people. And, you know, I would get in trouble. And that was the only class I would get in trouble with. And, you know, one day I'm, like, trying to fit in. There was a guy singing. You know, so I went to the table and making beats on the table. And basically this whole group rejected me. They're like, dude, we don't want to be your friend. We don't like you. Well, you know, go kill yourself, because that was the phrase that everybody was using at that time. You know, go kill yourself. And everybody laughed. They thought that was a joke. And so
wow.
I'll never forget, man, that night I left school. You know, I went to band practice. I was in marching band. I went to band practice. I was silent, you know. And usually at band practice, that's where I felt like I could be comfortable, be myself. But I didn't say anything to anybody. You know, I played my instrument. I went home. I had dinner. You know, I put on this mask like I was cool. Oh, I'm just tired. But really, I was like, you know, replaying, go kill yourself in my head over and over and over again. And so that night, I was just, you know, I broke down in the middle of the night. I was just crying like, man, God, you know, I need you. And, you know, it just felt silent. And so I just said, forget it. I don't want to live no more. So, you know, I battled with myself that night. And, you know, I tried to kill myself. And, and you know, I wasn't successful. But, you know, I felt demons in the room. I felt like, you know, there were physical people there that were taunting me and kicking my body and saying, just do it, just do it. You don't want to live. You don't deserve to be here anyway. And so, you know, that night I wasn't successful. And I still never told anybody that, you know, I tried to commit suicide until years later. But because I was alive, I started listening to God a little bit more. And so, you know, once I started praying, after that moment, I'm like, I don't ever want to go to that place again. I still felt depression. I still felt, you know, some anxiety and things like that coming into the rest of my high school career. But, you know, my sophomore year, I started to get friends. And there was a shift that happened in my personal life where, you know, people were starting to accept me being who I was. And, you know, so I appreciated God for that. But the real testimony comes in 2011. I had graduated high school. And, you know, I had this girlfriend. And long story short, man, we broke up. I was sad. I was depressed. It was my fault. But I started writing my first album, Pressure. And it was kind of, it was a journal for me. It was like how I got all of the pain from my childhood out. So from 17 or 18, I was when I wrote the album, you know, I just got that stuff out. But I wrote a song called Story of My Life. And I remember standing in the studio before I recorded it. I sang it for my mom. And, you know, the whole time she was just shaking her head. And she was like, I knew it. And, you know, so after, you know, after I sang that for her, we had a conversation. And God healed me there. Like, everything that happened
Praise
in my
God.
Childhood, on the, you know, on the, on the Pressure album, man, I was just able to put it into the music. And so, you know, I always knew I wanted to be an entertainer. And, you know, I did musical theater and dance. But when I wrote that music, I'm like, this is how I'm going to communicate with God. Through my lyrics and through my dancing. So,
Amen.
Yeah, man. I can go on for hours about my testimony.
Amen. Thanks for sharing, brother. Somebody them is going through that right now, man. You know what I'm saying? And they needed to hear that, man. Need to know that. You know what I'm saying? That it's somebody that's being successful, being able to come up out of that. You know what I mean? With the help
Absolutely.
Of God, man. Yeah, man. So I know it's people your age, you know what I'm saying? And you could usually look at them and tell, man. Or people in school now, that's in school now, some of that stuff you talked about, I went through some of that too, man. Like the emotional, spiritual, and mental abuse. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
People don't understand how powerful that is, man. Because it's like the words that people say to you during that type of abuse, it makes you just shut down and you don't blossom into what you're supposed to be.
Amen. Yeah. And the power of life and death is in the tongue, and people think that that's what you say, but that's the word. And
that's
you know,
the word.
When you are genuinely kind and you want people to, you know that you're not being fake. You want them to know that you love them. You don't even have to know them, but they're coming back at you with the pain and the hurt and the anger that they're feeling. And, you know, and they're putting that on you. It breaks you down more than a physical punch. Like words are what
Amen.
Heal people so much, especially now with social media. Like you don't even have to have a backbone to say something face to face. You can put a Facebook post up or an Instagram post, and that will totally dismantle somebody's character. And you know, I have students, man. I've been teaching dance for about 6 years now, and I've had so many students where I've seen the reflection of what I was going through at their age. And you know, I allow God to use me to minister to them. Like, look, you don't have to tell me right now, but you also don't have to lie to me. I know that look, and I know when somebody is going through depression or they're saying, oh, I'm fine, but nobody is really asking, are you okay? And, you know, sitting there and making them tell the truth. Like, and I've had a few students where I've had to, you know, find a strategic way to get them to tell me the truth. But once they start to reveal the true stories, then I start seeing, you know, the real person come out of them. And I just thank God for using me in that, you know, on that platform
Amen.
As well.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Well, I've been informed by my network manager that we have a few callers. So callers, if you are still interested in interacting or leaving a comment about these testimonies, press that one key right now and let's see who's on the line. Caller, you're live.
What's up, caller? You there? Was somebody on that line? Don't sound like nobody there.
Well, my network manager has told me that it's three people, so hopefully we can do one at a time. But caller, if you're there, 9384, you're live.
No.
Is your phone on mute? Because you're live. 9384, caller, you are live. The one key to be live.
You can do it.
We believe in
Hello?
You.
Hello?
Uh-oh, here
Hello.
We go.
There we go.
Hello?
You're live.
How are you both?
Blessed,
Excellent.
And highly favored, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having
me. Well, I'm just gonna keep talking about that wonderful gentleman you have it on your line that's in Sacramento, California, that been around me since Dayton, Ohio, and the Omega Baptist Church. He was in his first play with me. And I'll follow
Praise
him
God.
Until the day God blesses me to go through his hand. But Thomas Troutman, just want to say God bless you. love you. A lot of what you've said is so true, but I thank God that you've been blessed in my life and just had a few minutes and I'm about to go on stage here in a little while and I heard it and it was brought to my attention. So Thomas Troutman, Zap, Terry Troutman and the family, Tomiko, just want to say you just keep doing what you're doing, brother.
I will, man. Let me just, before you get off, I'm going to tell everybody about this man. This is Walter Briggs. And between him and a handful of other people, man, this man saw me rapping a chord at my church when I was like 4 or 5 years old. And so, you know, he produced a lot of plays, and he actually gave me the first opportunity to get on stage as an actor. And he
praise
has been
God.
My mentor for 20 years, man. So
wow,
so
praise
much.
God.
I appreciate you so much for calling in, man. I didn't even
Hallelujah.
Know that you, that's crazy, man. I just thank you so much because he is a huge part of my testimony and my delivery.
Well, everybody gives me, everybody always gives me so much accolade because of my history in the past with movies and television and Tom Cruise and the Cosby Show and NFL football for the New York Jets. But let me be clear with you about one thing. What God does, there's no mistakes, no consequence, no other thing than what you do now. And what you are doing now, Thomas Troutman, it is amazing because I'm going to tell this and I'm going to get off this phone because I need to go get on stage. I'm doing I'm the ghost of Christmas past, Thomas. And that mega play here, Broadway production. In Orlando, so, but before I go, I got to tell you my little testimony with Thomas, and then I might get cut off, or I might hang up, but God knows my heart knows my testimony. But there's a time when Thomas Troutman, 4 or 5 years old, not only being in all of my shows, productions, and anything, but let me tell you something. He wasn't just on stage. Mr. Zapp, Mr. Terry Troutman, Tomiko Troutman taught him how to not just run the keyboard, taught him how to not pick up the chords, taught him how to play the music, taught him how to dance. And we could not sit this young brother down. God just had it on his hand. And we were just like, at some point, Thomas, sit down and shut up. You couldn't do it. You couldn't do it. But I guarantee you one thing, God has blessed him. His family is so impressively blessed. They're part of my family. I'm here in Orlando, Florida, doing wonderful things all over the world.
Yeah.
And I promise you, I'm following my little brother across the world as I know he's following me. God bless your mission. God bless your service of what this radio show does. I do it all day long. I do it all year long. I've now gotten back into what it is I'm doing because of the inspiration from that little brother that's on the phone with you right
Praise
now.
God.
Because God is not through with me yet. And before I get emotional, because he knows what I'm going through, with a really heinous disease, ALS, but I guarantee you one thing, nobody can stop what God put me on this work for. And that's what I'm doing, Thomas, and the inspiration is because of you. So have a great show tonight. To all the family up there in Sacramento, Zap, and all the rest of the band, with Shirley Murdoch and Dale, everybody, tell them I love them. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Be safe, y'all.
Amen.
You
right,
too,
thanks
brother.
Thanks for calling in, man. God bless you.
Amen. I am told that we have another caller, 3644. Caller, you are live. You're next.
Hello.
Hello.
What up?
Welcome to the KS Radio Show.
Hi, Thomas. This is Veronica A. Perry. I am so proud. You brought tears to my eyes because I also suffer with anxiety and depression. When my mother died, just went into a depression. But when I first saw you on Instagram and Facebook, you really inspired me because, like I said, I was fan of your uncle, and now I'm a fan for you. And
praise God.
And I'm not a young chick, but I'm 66 years old. But you inspired me, and you made me come out of my shell. And you are an inspiration. And you're gonna do great things through God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And God bless you. I just had to talk to you, and I couldn't go on Instagram because I don't know everything about technology. But one of my girlfriends, I want to get on Instagram and show my autographed picture of Thomas. So proud of you.
Thank you so much. You just brought tears to my eyes. You know the I think all of us, myself and everybody on the show, I think our purpose is to bring, you know, that spirit of peace, that never-ending peace to the people that we are touching. You know, the entertainment industry is so corrupt, but, you know, God has placed us here as vessels. And, I think these guys can agree with me, you know, that you're a part of my testimony. You know, Last month, I started this Thomas Troutman Fan of the Month campaign, and she actually inspired me to do it because, I'm trying to build a fan base behind, you know, my solo endeavors. And, she has supported for so long. You know, she's liking posts, she's sharing, and, you know, she's really encouraging me every single time I put something out. And so, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make her a fan of the month and inspire other fans to share their testimonies with me because I like to do things for them, you know, and to be able to, help you in any way that I have, you know, just to come out of your shell. You know, that's what brought the tears. I continue to pray for you, and I thank you so much, Superstar, for calling in. And God bless you.
Thank you, and you too.
Amen. 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 Peace and comfort, sis. Yes, yes.
Amen.
We kingdom. Kingdom. We all family.
We all family. Yes, you're right. I'm going to get into this track by Gospel Man. It's titled Keep It Golly. So here it is, and then we're going to get into another caller, and then we're going to end the show. So here is Keep It Golly by Gospel Man.
Yeah.
Yo, just came to let the world know, try to keep it godly, man. Gotta keep it godly, man. Come on.
I'ma let you know how I keep it real godly. I'm a born again Christian and I'm all my Bible knowledge. Keep my spirit on shine, his words apply to polish. It's an everyday grind, the joy is worth my time. Got peace in my heart, still battle with my mind. It's an everyday worship and you know I got the praise. I'm so thankful for my blessings, I give him all the praise. If you wanna get your blessings, better confess and obey. It's the way to salvation in Jesus' name. I pray every day for the lost and the weary. I know they gon' hear me, so I gotta say it loud. I'm a soldier of the Lord, saving souls, I make them proud. In the streets, I was a dealer selling drugs I thought was love. I was pimping on addiction, see the love of a thug. Had money, had power, but I was dying by the hour. In Christ, I got new life. So watch me.
Watch me.
I keep it godly, keep it godly.
Watch me.
I keep it godly, keep it godly.
Watch me.
I keep it godly, keep it godly.
Watch me.
I keep it godly, keep it godly.
Watch me.
I keep it godly, keep it godly.
Watch me.
I keep it godly, keep it godly.
Watch me.
I keep it godly, keep it godly.
Now I'ma say it again, better get your life right. If you're lost in the streets, it's time to find Christ. Got them demons on your back, I know it ain't fun. Getting higher, 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 still with no place to run. If you call on Jesus, I know he your savior. Who you think helped me change it up, switch my behavior? Now I'm keeping it godly, cause I know that God's watching. Got my mind on things above, not on this earth. I'm a living witness, such a thing as second verse. Now if you run and tell the lies, why you envy the mother guys? Playing all these childish games, 2013, time for change, it's time to be a man. Stand up, yes you can. Stop letting petty things put that rap on your mind. Pushing buttons, pushing buttons. I know I'm pushing buttons. This is for them non-believers that tell me Jesus wasn't. Use a lie, use a thief, use an unclean, greedy beast.
Watch me.
I keep it godly, keep it godly.
Watch me.
I keep it godly, keep it godly.
Watch me.
I keep it godly, keep it godly.
Watch me.
I keep it godly, keep it godly.
Watch me.
I keep it godly, keep it godly.
Watch me.
I keep it godly, keep it godly.
Watch me.
I keep it godly, keep it godly.
Used to be a dope boy, man, through the streets, had a bad attitude, my flesh was out of tune, disrespectful more than else, care for nothing but myself, long nights chasing wealth, God gave me back my health, keeping it godly, now I'm free, I'll never go back to the streets,
Yeah, Jesus is my savior and I've been saved. Confess and obey to my past and lonely slaves. I'm like, Jesus, let it go. Keep me the godly, heal my soul. You want peace? You want joy? The streets won't feel that void. What you represent? I know you make a lot of noise. So watch me make noise for the Lord. Righteous is my rap. Oh, what a joyful noise. Preach to teach from the Midwest to the East. Coast to coast, I like the South the most. What a prosperous life, then do what's right. Stop doing it on your own, give your troubles to Christ.
Yo, man, Titus 2, 11 through 13 tells you how to keep it godly. So no matter what you're going through, if you can't watch me, then you get in that Bible, man, B-I-B-L-E. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. There's something in there for everything that you go through. Check it out.
Watch me.
I keep it godly, keep it godly.
Watch me.
I keep it godly, keep it godly.
Watch me,
I keep it godly, keep it godly.
Watch me,
I keep it godly, keep it godly.
Watch me,
I keep it godly, keep it godly.
Amen, amen. Now we're back. That was the hit single titled "Keep It Golly" from the Dope Boy, the Church Boy. Hey.
Yes.
Now I'm told that we have another caller, so we're gonna reopen up the phone lines and hopefully they can interact into the show. So 0235, press 1 and be live right now. Leave a comment or ask a question about the guest.
So I'd like to make a comment about Thomas. I can remember him when he was about 2-3 years old and he was, you know, acting out the mask and the family was trying to figure out what in the world is he doing. I said, he's acting out John Kerry, the mask. And I knew then my nephew, he was destined for great things. Hey, so how you doing, Thomas? This is your Uncle Richard.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear your voice, man. Thank you for calling in. Like, man, my uncle was, he was in the hospital last week, man, and God healed him. I just thank God that he just called, man. I'm outdone. I can't even say nothing else. But, yeah, man, he took it back to the mask. Hey, man, my family didn't know what I was doing. I was like, look, man, I see what I'm doing. I'm in the film right now. Y'all got to come with me to imagination, man. Funny, man.
Yeah, but when he was talking about I was in the hospital last week, I was having problems with my legs. I was walking in my mom's house, and all of a sudden, my right leg just stopped, and I couldn't take a step. And I'm like, what in the world is going on? So I took a seat, and then when my legs and stuff stopped twitching, I started walking again, and I had went to the bedroom, and then all of a sudden I just fell flat on my face. Mm-hmm. So my mom and my aunt, you know, came in and got me up, and my sister, she came and got me, took me to emergency. Eventually they released me. My wife, she took me home, went home about midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. All of a sudden my legs start going violently, taking turns uncontrollably. I didn't have no control. And then, you know, the TV set was on and all of a sudden, you know, it's like, I can't see the TV. I said, I'm blind.
Wow.
And I'm like, I can't see. Call 911. I don't know what's going on. And my legs was just going crazy. So eventually, it felt like 2 days to me, but they said I was just blind for about 10 hours. But, you know, come Monday afternoon, things started getting better. I had got my eyesight back. My legs pretty much was back to normal. And, you know, all I could do is just, you know, it was just a warning from, I just say a warning from God. You need to do what you're supposed to do. Because my blood sugar levels, it was up like almost 900, was 800 and something. My blood pressure was, I was basically getting ready to have a stroke.
Jesus.
And, you know, God just brought everything together. You know, I was there for three and a half days, but thank God, got my eyesight back, able to work, you know, went back to work. I know it was all God just telling me, you need to be doing what you need to do.
Yeah.
Take your medication.
Come on, man.
You know, all I can do is just keep praising him. Just thanking from me having my eyesight, like, you know, be able to walk because, you know, one of my good friends just passed away night before last.
Oh, my goodness.
And he had a heart attack with no warning at all. And he passed away, but knowing him since grade school. And it's like, you know, we need to just take care of ourselves, take care of our temple, care of God's temple, they prayed up, you know, all that junk, all that sugar, that pop and all that mess, you know, stress, you know, got to get rid of all that stuff. Cause you know, we not promised, you know, tomorrow. Amen. So, you know, like, you know, we had to do, but, you know, nephew, I'm at work right now. I had to go ahead and, you know, and say what I need to do. Love you.
Yeah.
And, you know,
you know, thank you for this
opportunity. And, you know, proud of you, nephew, you know, keep doing what you're doing. And hey, just give God the glory and keep it moving.
And come on and help get your facts. Come on, radio.
Amen. Well, we appreciate you for calling in and supporting Thomas. But we got about 10 more minutes left into the show. I got about a few questions and a few more songs to play. So, Thomas, I want to ask you, what made you want to be on the KS radio show?
Man, I've been listening to the show. I think I started listening in maybe August. You had Philly TF on, man, and he shared his testimony. And I was blown away because I had never heard of the show. And, you know, to be able to just freely talk about God and the music that you play, I'm like, man, I got to support this. I want to get on the show. You know, I was a fan. I'm like, man, let me see if he'll have me on the show because I'd love to share my testimony. And I love the fact that, you know, you open up the show in prayer and, you know, every artist that you've had on that I was able to hear and listen to, they have blessed me, you know, on my journey with God. And, you know, God just has me in a place in a new season right now to, you know, just put him in the midst of everything because, you know, a lot of times when you get into entertainment, people, they run from the fear of God. But I'm like, look, I'm going to be on this journey because God put me here and, you know, the stage is my ministry. That's the opportunity to invite people to become vessels of the kingdom.
Amen. Amen. Now as an event coordinator, as a dance instructor, how can people get in contact with you to book you or maybe your group for an event?
So I have the Dayton Dance Workshop, which is a nonprofit organization for a community outreach program. And we actually start a new workshop entitled Roots on January 3rd. So you can register for that. It's a $25 registration fee and our donors and sponsors cover the rest. You can go to ddwinc.org to get more information about Dayton Dance Workshop. And then of course you can follow me personally and I share all of what God has me doing at Thomas Trotman fan page on Facebook.
Amen. Amen. Now, Mr. Gospel Man, you've been being awfully quiet. What made you want to be on the KS radio show? Did he hang up? Renzo. I don't know if he hung up or what happened, but we're gonna play this next song titled Church Boy Soldier from Gospel Man.
Amen.
maybe that song isn't loaded either. So we're just going to close out in prayer. Thomas, do you mind closing this out in prayer?
Man, these streets keep on calling me, man. I'm a church boy now. I won't answer. Every time I get out, they wanna pull me back in. The street life is death and I choose to live. I done made my choice, homie, the game is over. I choose Jesus Christ, now I'm a church boy soldier. Every time I get out, they wanna pull me back in. The street life is death and I choose to live. I done made my choice, homie, the game is over. I choose Jesus Christ, now I'm a church boy soldier. Took the darkness out my life, made my heart shine. I'm a living testimony, yeah, it's my time. I make it do what it do. The word speaks the truth, I'm a witness, I'm a temple. I'm a soldier going to war, the word is my sword, saving souls for the Lord. If you don't know the word, better read and believe. It's amazing, little faith, all the blessings you'll receive. I make it do what it do. In the streets, I was a fool. Now I'm a church boy soldier. I'm so cool. Oh, don't get it twisted. We get downright lifted. Hallelujah. I'm so high on the spirit. Yeah, that's how I live. Yeah, that's how I live. Church boy that. Church boy this. Resist the temptation. No more time to be wasted. No matter what I'm going through, Jesus keeps me strong. It's time that I told you I'm a church boy soldier. Every time I get out, they want to pull me back in. The street life is death and I choose to live. I done made my choice, homie, the game is over. I choose Jesus Christ, now I'm a church boy soldier. Every time I get out, they want to pull me back in. The street life is death and I choose to live. I done made my choice, homie, the game is over. I choose Jesus Christ, now I'm a church boy soldier. Like Daniel in the den, I'm surrounded by lions. The world that I live in got a laugh to keep from crying. Like David did Goliath, I'm slaying them giants. Call them problems, call them hard times, none's too big. Don't remind me of my past, God forgave me for what I did. I'm a church boy now, change the life so that I live. A soldier in the army of the Lord with no fears. It's an everyday war, so every day I check my gear. Put on the armor of God, so no weapon to prosper. Said I'm a dope on your team, better check your roster. I'm a church boy soldier and I'm repping it hard. Jesus Christ saved my life, my father is God. So when you come at me with that mess, I'm ready for the test. With the word guard my heart, I'm protected by the best. And when you see me enjoying life, don't say I ain't told you. Street life is over, I'm a church boy soldier. Every time I get out, they wanna pull me back in. The street life is death and I choose to live. I done made my choice, homie, the game is over. I choose Jesus Christ, now I'm a church boy soldier. Every time I get out, they wanna pull me back in. The street life is death and I choose to live. I done made my choice, homie, the game is over. I choose Jesus Christ, now I'm a church boy soldier. The streets keep on calling, wanting me to come back. But Christ changed my life, I ain't down with that. I choose life, I wanna live, help raise my kids. I ain't going back in, so sin and death can win. I'm a church boy soldier in a time of war. Got the word in my heart, the sword of the Lord. I stay geared up and ready for action, spiritual war. There's no time for relaxing, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. I talk to the Lord, conversation don't stop. I'm a four-star general, he commander in chief. I'ma stay on the course that he set for me. I ain't cocky or conceited, just confident in Christ. Satan's been defeated, doing right's a better life. I ain't choose Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ chose me. Now I'm a church boy soldier in the Lord's army. March, march, church boy soldiers, march, 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 church boy soldiers, march. Every time I get out, they wanna pull me back in. The street life is death and I choose to live. I done made my choice, homie, the game is over. I choose Jesus Christ, now I'm a church boy soldier. Every time I get out, they wanna pull me back in. The street life is death and I choose to live. I done made my choice, homie, the game is over. I choose Jesus Christ, now I'm a church boy soldier.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
What? What happened? Did we lose you for a second? What happened? Did it hang up?
I don't know. It just kept saying that I was in the host queue, then it said I was out of the host queue. I still been here, though. Yeah, I don't know. It just kept saying stuff.
Amen, amen. Now, for everybody that's listening, there was Church Boy Soldier from the Dope Boy to Church Boy CD. Now, how can people get a hold of the CD?
Oh, man, I got physical copies. They can hit me up on Facebook. I got physical copies for $5. They can go to SoundCloud and get the free download if they want. Or they can go to Bandcamp and support the ministry by getting it for, like, I think it's on there for, like, $2, $3. But, I mean, right now that mixtape is just to get the word out there. I call them musical sermons, man. But right now I'm working with
I'm working with Guzman Music Productions out of Lancaster, and we've been dropping a song a week. So if they get tuned in on the SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/gospelman76, or they can hit up soundcloud.com/revamp937. That's where we've been posting all the songs. We've been dropping a song a week. He makes the beats, and he got free beats for anybody that's in the kingdom. So we can get out of that noose, because right now the industry got us in a noose. When a person makes a beat and it has the tag in there, then you only can do so much with it. So we said we got to go with originality. And I met this cat, man. Now he just sends me beats. We look for artists to get on them, and you know what I'm saying, no strings attached. If you want to get on the, if you're feeling the beat, you want to get on the beat, you record your 16, send it to him, and we post it, man. I don't know, all of a sudden this cat just hit me up like, man, I'm digging them songs. You want a beat? I'm like, bet. And we've been rocking ever since, man. Going to Pickwood, going to different places, man, and ministering. We about to set a date to minister at his church. It's just going down, man. And it, you know what I'm saying? I got a music ministry too, Revamp Music Ministry. Alicio, man, I really, we done met a couple times, but the first time I met you was at when the club in Cincinnati, the Susan Johnson lady had it, the pharmacy.
The pharmacy, okay, down in Inwood, okay.
Yeah, okay. And then I met you at the 86 Club when Philly TF was up there. The first time, huh? Yep, the first. No, not that one. No, not that one. It was before. I think it was. I can't remember who else was on stage, but Iceberg and them was up there. I've been down in Cincinnati a few times though. I'm the one always screaming Hallelujah. That's my battle cry, man. Everywhere I go, man. Sometimes I just step up in the store, man, and just start praising God, man, to make the atmosphere a little better. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like everywhere I go, it's like there's forces trying to take your energy, man. It's all kind of negativity everywhere, man. Like, wow.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, what made you want to be on the KS radio show?
Oh, man, when they came, because every time I seen you, man, that's what you did was that what it say, KS, that kingdom support. And then it was like, man, I was like, dang, this cat is, every time I came to Cincinnati, you was at the event. I was like, wow, man. Then when RL came out with the song Kingdom Supporter, I was like, man, now that's what I'm talking about. I'm like, that's what the kingdom need to be doing, man. Instead of criticizing each other and trying to do their own thing, if we support each other and come in all in together, we have, you know what I'm saying, the army would be so strong, man. But it's like everybody, if you look at it, everybody's got the same vision for real. So I was like, man, right. I want to support this cat. This cat support other people. I want to support this cat. I want to show some support. And when you sent me the flyer, I was like, man, I'm on it, man. And I sent the flyer to everybody I know that do music. Like, man, y'all need to get on this radio show, man. And it's an opportunity. Also, I thank God for the opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to be able to have the music heard and whatnot, man. At the same time, it's that Proverbs 27:17. Iron sharpens iron, is one man sharpening another. Because me reaching out to support you, I'm getting support in return. Amen. Without no effort, you know what I'm saying?
Amen.
How about the kingdom, man?
I love that you, you know, what you mentioned about the. There's a lot of us, and especially as up and coming artists, just in Dayton and Cincinnati, we all have a similar vision to bring, you know, people close to Christ with our music. And, you know, at this point, man, it's more important, more primary for us to come together as artists and as vessels first and say, okay, you got dope music. I got dope music. Our lyrical content is bringing people to God. They're getting to understand who God is through us. So why not we work together and put together shows or tours, you know, just in our state, just in Ohio, where people can come and be ministered to, through the vision and the music that God has put in us.
Amen.
Yeah, man, it's time to come together for the kingdom.
Amen. Amen. Yep. Psalms 133:1 says, "For how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity," and that's what we're doing right now. We're dwelling together on this platform to give God glory.
Amen.
So, I thank y'all. I thank y'all. We're going to get into this next track. I titled it Keep Me Trapped, but it's titled Worldly Ways from Gospel Man. So here it is right here live and exclusively on the KS Radio Show.
Yeah.
So here is Worldly Ways from my man Gospel Man.
The world wants to keep me trapped, but crime don't pay. I'ma make a change in Jesus' name. The world watches you get caught in his traps, then they laugh at you. They laugh at you. They laugh at you. They laugh at you. Worldly ways. They wanna keep me trapped.
They wanna keep me trapped.
But crime don't pay.
But crime don't pay.
I'm trying to make a change.
I'm trying to make a change.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
They wanna keep me trapped.
They wanna keep me trapped.
But crime don't pay.
But crime don't pay.
I'm trying to make a change.
I'm trying to make a change.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Oftentimes I wonder why. Sitting back, I close my eyes, looking at my past, letting time pass me by, screaming out my laughs as I hold in my cry. They wanna see me trapped, see me lost. Life, but God sat me down, not once, but four times. Put something else on your lost worldly mind. Played by myself, so the devil see my loyalty. Whispered in my ear about treasures of the world. Caught me up in lust. Pledges of a girl make me feel like a king. Trapped in worldly ways, now I see what was wrong. And I'm thankful I've been saved. I've been blessed every day since I changed my worldly ways. But that's not where it is when my lifestyle changed. So did my worldly friends. They wanna see me trapped in. Trapped in a world of hurt. Trapped in a world of pain. Where there's never sunshine, it's always rain. They wanna keep me trapped.
They wanna keep me trapped.
But crime don't pay.
But crime don't pay.
I'm trying to make a change.
I'm trying to make a change.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
They wanna keep me trapped.
They wanna keep me trapped.
But crime don't pay.
But crime don't pay.
I'm trying to make a change.
I'm trying to make a change.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
The world sets its traps and caters to your senses. What you see is what you get. Not to mention false attention. The world don't love your fake smile. It's all a form of prison where you lose self-possession. Without Jesus, there's no way we'll reach heaven. It's time to get your mind
it's time
right.
To get
give
your
life
mind
to Christ.
Right. Give your
I'll
life
never
to Christ.
Go back.
I never
won't
go
let them
back.
Keep me trapped.
Won't let them keep me trapped.
Come on.
Hallelujah, man. Victory
yeah.
In Jesus, man. From dope boy to church boy, man. That's how I try to tell them, man. If I can do it, you can do it. But you got to get you a team. You got to get you a support group. You got to believe in yourself that you can do it, man.
It's hope to come up out of that slavery and bondage, man.
Jesus.
Hello?
I'm here, man.
Hello?
Yeah, that was powerful.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, man.
Yeah, man. I got to listen to this today.
Amen. If anybody needs the email, I can send it to you because he sent me the whole entire CD. And I picked those three songs because I like the beat and I love the message in all three songs.
Thank you, man. Glory to God. Glory to God.
So what we're going to do now, you guys are going to, I'm going to ask Lorenzo, I'm going to ask you to say your prayer request, and then Thomas, I'm going to ask you to say your prayer request, and then we're going to close out with prayer.
All right. My prayer request, man, is for the people that's enslaved in the slave to the streets, man. That's what I was. I was a slave to the streets, man. I want them to get deliverance. I want that light to go off in their head, like the light went off in my head. I want them, if they even have to come close to death, like I did, man, to get that trauma-filled experience that make them want to get a life to Christ and see that there's a different way of living.
Okay, Thomas, what's your prayer request?
Definitely what Gospel Man said, and then just to, I just ask God to allow success and for His kingdom to be shown through myself, through Gospel Man, and through, you know, these other kingdom building artists who are out here hungry for, a fan base so that God can receive the glory and, people can really feel His presence and that they are saved by His grace and they know that it's God within them that is saving them from whatever you're struggling with, you know, whatever addictions, whatever spirits that have come over them and it's making them, you know, feel restricted from a peaceful life, you know, God's peace. I just ask that we uplift that, man.
Yes.
Amen. So deliverance and anything else that God needs for us, that God wants for us, that God has for us, not just me, but not just Thomas, not just Gospel Man, but anybody that's listening right now, anybody in the world that might hear this link, what's this posted or whatever, that God has a plan for you and He wants you to be delivered from the hurt, the pain, the rejection. He wants you to experience the life that He has for you, which is success, and pretty sure not by the world's standards, but by His standards. So, Thomas, if you can you lead us in prayer?
Yeah, absolutely. Clear. Lord God, we're coming to you humbly, just saying thank you
for the
opportunity for us to share our gifts and for people to see the work that you are doing through myself, God, and through Alicia and Gospel Man, Lord. And I just ask that you lift up our prayer requests right now. Hear them, Lord, and have your way with the journey that you have set out for us. You know, when you created us in heaven, Lord, you knew exactly what every gift, every talent, every moment of ministry would become available for all of us here on the show and all of the listeners, God, and the people in the world who may hear this or have not heard this, or Lord, we just ask that you allow the world to feel the presence of your kingdom through the vessels that you have called here to do your work, Lord God. And I just ask that you fill them with your spirit, with your love, with your peace, and let them know that you are God and that we will be successful and we will execute what you have sent us here for, God, if we trust you and we allow your presence to overtake us, mind, body, spirit, soul, and all, God. I just thank you for these things, and we know that it is in your will for them to be done, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray to your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, this is the KS Radio Show. My guests are two men of God from Ohio, Mr. Gospel Man, the CHH rapper himself, cop that dope boy, the church boy, and my man, my brother, Mr. Thomas Troutman. I appreciate y'all for being on the show, and we are going to close out with K-Drama featuring D-Mob. Here is Worry About Yourself. Woo!
I see you like to waste time. I like to see you watch me. Even when I'm in the valley, put a tally in that winner category. Can't stop me. Find you another hobby. Being in my business ain't gonna do you good. I know you think you know me, but you don't. So let's get it understood. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. You ain't gotta worry about me. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. You ain't gotta worry about me.
Yeah.
Worry about yourself.
I got a question. Why you so caught up in what I'm doing? Perusing. You don't even care. Who you fooling? And if I need prayer to get up in my business, I can't be the only one, so can I get a witness? I was raised well in the nasty natty. My mama told me never hang with the chatty patty. Who gossip about sober souls, baby daddy daddy. In the club with a girl shaking her laffy tappy savvy. In life I picked this big nugget. What? I don't really put many schools of thought above it. If you talk about them behind their back, then you're probably talking about me behind mine. You're not the first one I hear all the time. What the scoop on me, better get in line. Ask how I'm doing, I'm doing just fine. Tell a secret, it'll be on everybody's timeline. I'm not lying or forsaking fellowship, but I can't be friends with the masses. Obviously, many people think I can. If that's you, you need to put on your glasses. Fact is, I got a really small circle, because many folk are so ratchet. You need to take the same energy to spread the gospel across the atlas. Spread the gospel, not the gossip.
I see you like to waste time. I like to see you watch me. Even when I'm in the valley, put a tally in that winner category. Can't stop me. Find you another hobby. Being in my business ain't gonna do you good. I know you think you know me, but you don't. So let's get it understood. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. You ain't gotta worry about me. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. You ain't gotta worry about me. Worry about yourself.
Wait, why you all up in my BI?
Truth told, I'm just an average Joe like GI.
Or maybe not, that's why they plot like an SPY.
But I keep good company, you're saved and we fly. Shots been fired, trying to work against me, you regret you were hired.
Yeah.
That's cool with me, I just get inspired to push beyond my limits, that's how Cuddy was wired. I feel like Superman.
Yeah.
Superman minus tights and capes, I'm nice, y'all just making nice mistakes. In the garden, come across all types of snakes, but never wrestle with a sumo wearing thrice your weight. You know better, at least I think you should know. I'm a believer, but I grew up in the hood, yo.
Yeah.
Hanging with the homies, drinking, burning wood slow.
Yeah.
Only couple different ways life could go.
And what I didn't know is you would hate me now, break me down, any chance you could. But I learned to skate past hate, two fingers way up. High up in the sky, looking down, yelling, stay up.
People will go to the extreme, throwing sand on your fire, suffocating your dream. But I understand that probably most of y'all won't know what it means to see that water go down dirty, but then rise up clean.
Yes, sir.
I see you like to waste time. I like to see you watch me. Even when I'm in the valley, put a tally in that winner category. Can't stop me. Find you another hobby. Being in my business ain't gonna do you good. I know you think you know me, but you don't. So let's get it understood.
You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. You ain't gotta worry about me. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. You ain't gotta worry about me. Worry about yourself.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive digital microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
Danny, I just figured out that if I switch to Metro PCS, I get two Samsung Galaxy phones free.
Cool, Dad.
And I could be a super dad with two free Samsung Galaxy phones and call myself Double Galaxy Man.
Or you could give the second phone to your sidekick.
Yeah, I guess I could do that.
That's right. Two free Samsung Galaxy On 5 smartphones are all yours when you switch to Metro PCS. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.